Hello, calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Alex.
Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Hello?
Hi, Curtis. Good morning. This is Alexis calling you back. Hello?
All right.
Hi.
All right.
Yes, I'm sorry. I missed your call. I'm usually out after 5 p.m., so wasn't able to really answer, but I'll just make sure moving forward to watch out for your call.
All right.
Yep. How are things going on your end? How have you been?
Pretty good.
Good. Okay. How? I know you said that you've been feeling sick for the past few days, so.
Yeah. I know. I've seen the place on Facebook for sale. The man was going to buy it, called me and told me he didn't want it.
I'm sorry.
What's up with it?
I'm sorry, I don't really understand.
What's their name, McGee or something like that?
Are you talking about the other property that we have in...
Yeah.
What's that property? Let me just recall. I'm so sorry. In Martinsville? The seller?
I have mine listed, the 3 bedrooms. It's 2 bedrooms. Bathrooms.
Gotcha. That's the property in Princeton Street in Martinsville, right?
The one that you want the title to.
I'm sorry?
The one that you was wanting the title to from DMV?
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Forrest actually mentioned that you inquired about the property in Martinsville as well, the seller financing one, the 20% down, and then the balance will be paid over after 10 years. I thought you were calling about that.
I'm the one that owns the double wide on 3653 South River Road.
You are. I know.
Yeah.
I know that, Curtis.
I'm going to just keep it.
Oh. Right now, Curtis, we've already have currently in progress with the attorneys. Forrest actually wanted to talk to you about that property, and...
Well, I still haven't heard nothing about it from him. I'm trying to call him and everything. I won't get no answer.
He tried to call you the other day around 7, I think.
Well, I messaged him this morning and told him I'd be here all day. If I don't hear enough from today, I'm going to take it. It's beginning to seem like it's a scam. I think it is.
No, Curtis. We have been working with you for the past few months. Forrest wants to meet you personally as well. So we're not a scam. We're a legitimate company.
Well, I don't believe it. I believe your company on the same scene where you've been on Facebook for several years now.
Curtis, if it's possible, I actually just messaged Forrest, and maybe I can answer the call.
I just don't want to get scammed out of something, the way people is today. you got to understand how I feel. The house was set on fire shortly after, right after the viewing.
I know. And it's really also frustrating for us because, you know, we're ready to move forward.
I was supposed to receive the money by December 5th, and here it is the 6th. And I still haven't gotten anything.
I mean, we are ready to move forward. It's just a bad situation really happened. But force is actually not.
Is it now? The man doesn't want it.
We still wanted the property. We absolutely wanted the property.
He wants about $18,000. That's what he's wanting to get it for.
Who is it? Are you talking about?
Robert is his name.
Okay. Honestly, I'm not familiar with a Robert, Curtis.
I won't.
Maybe it's going to be Forrest who spoke with him.
I can light back down.
Let me do this, Curtis. Are you available if we call you around 1:30 this afternoon?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, 1:30. I'll schedule a call with you and Forrest. I'll let him know to call you twice if you don't answer.
Yeah. Okay. I'm here.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.